If everything being stored in warehouses across this country were divided, each poor person in America would get 13 pounds of butter, 26 pounds of cheese, 43 pounds of non-fat dry milk, and 62 pounds of rice.
The pale orange 5-pound blocks were given away to Americans who were left to their own devices as to what to do with it. For all the government involvement in milk production, it still seemed to be that no one wanted to drink it. Another blow came in the 1980s when the first set of dietary guidelines were released. These guidelines suggested eating meat and dairy in moderation in order to reduce one's exposure to saturated fats. The guidelines were a collaboration between the Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a group that farmers thought existed to help promote agriculture, not to advise human nutrition. In response to the backlash, the government created the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, a public-private partnership overseen by the USDA, which collected funds from the sale of dairy products to create marketing and promotion to further increase the sales of dairy products. A government-supported ad campaign. Now, dairy isn't the only industry to have such an entity, but it certainly is the largest, with an annual budget of $400 million for advertising. These are the funds that were used to create the milk mustache campaigns of the 90s, as well as its accompanying Got Milk catchphrase later on.
Got milk.
It also included less blatant attempts to get people to increase their dairy consumption. We're so often bombarded with ads for the newest fast food creation, I wouldn't blame you for tuning them out. But next time you come across an ad for a new menu item, take note of the emphasis on dairy.